Morning, everyone.
Let's all get in here. We are going to do our first class on leveling up. So this month is all about, it's a class that y'all have been asking for a long time. And it's one of those topics that sounds easy in theory. It's not complicated, but our brains make it really complicated. Like we want to think that leveling up, like maybe I'm not ready, or this isn't good enough. Like, I just want you to think about how often when we're talking about leveling up that we overcomplicate it. So today, let me just tell you first and foremost what leveling up is. So leveling up is just where we are going to be making micro changes to the things we're doing so that we can lose more weight. We can get really like closer and closer to that lifestyle that we want to have. The health picture that we want to have, like when all of us close our eyes and we think about losing weight, all of us have like an idea of what we think it's going to be like. You know, it's like I just, all of you do this for a second. I want you to think about, just take a deep breath and close your eyes, unless you're driving or somebody said they're out running. So please, for God's sakes, don't do that. But you can take a deep breath. You can just kind of like relax and just think, I'm just going to let my brain think on something. I want you to think about what, like, if you lost your weight, what is so different in your life? Like, what's better? And like, I really want you to think about, like, what's better? Like, if I could believe anything was possible, I'd be eating this way, and I'd be taking care of myself this way. And I'd be speaking to myself this way. I'd be thinking more like this. This is how I would be around food. Like, this is what it would be like on vacations and in social situations and stuff. So what we all want to do is we always want to like be thinking about kind of where we want to be. And then level ups are the tiny switches in our day-to-day life that we're going to make that inch us closer and closer to what we, as of today, think is the ideal. Now, I will just say this, your ideal changes over time. For me, when I was losing weight, what I ended up with is nothing close to what I thought life would be like. Like at my 250-pound self, in her mind, like what in, like, end life was going to look like thin life was going to look like, was completely different than what I ended up with. So for example, it was hard for me to believe that thin people still ate, you know, quote unquote junk food. Like I did, like, I don't know, for some reason in my mind, I just thought like thin people, they're just, they never have urges and they're never tempted. And they, you know, for some reason, it's just easy for them to just always eat, you know, best foods. Then when I ended up losing weight, I realized that's really not even true. So like, as I was getting closer and closer, as I kept thinking about what the end goal was, I started kind of redefining what that was going to look like. So I don't want anybody to think that what you think today has to be, like you haven't succeeded until that's met. But what we want to do is, in order to start leveling up, we have to at least give ourselves a direction. It's kind of like when you are, if you're going to go on a trip, let's say you load your family up in your car and you're like, we're going someplace fun. It's going to be amazing. All the things. And you get in your car and you do not set a GPS coordinate to a town, to like, let's say it was Disneyland or something. You don't set a GPS. You just start driving and you just hope you're going in the right direction. You don't know, but you're just going to keep driving aimlessly until maybe you hit the big fun thing. You would never get there. But if you plug in destination thin is this is the address, which is like all the things that you think it is, then every single day, you know where to take detours. You know how to pivot. You know how to, you know what you, where you need to drive for the day. You know what you need to get done today to get a little bit closer to that. So just having something like that in your mind, what it does is it allows you to every day make sure that those micro adjustments that you're making are getting you on the track to get there. Okay. So I just really wanted to explain that first, because a lot of times we just don't even like we want to level up, but we don't even know, like we're leveling up stuff based on what we've always been taught we should do. And we're not leveling up based on the place we want to end up. So you still have to be thinking about, like, you know, do I really want this to be my lifestyle? Because I will just be honest, when I was first losing weight, like the first 50 pounds, I didn't want my lifestyle to be really healthy. Just didn't. I wasn't that fucking interested in it. Like, I still was very emotionally attached to a lot of my food. It's very hard for me to let go of a lot of it. You know, I'll be real honest. It was so hard for me to not feel a sense of fullness that as I was losing weight, I wasn't ready to, like, that's why I tell y'all to eat till enough. I needed to feel like I got plenty to feel safe. So level ups for me in the beginning was like, you know, let's still eat a volume of food, but can I make some different choices with the foods I'm making? Like include a little bit of what I like, but also fill myself up with other things, because I just wasn't, like, I wasn't at a stage in my life where my life was so full of positivity, the ability to be grateful. I still didn't have the ability to rest and relax really well on my own without feeling guilty and stuff. Because I didn't have that, I still needed to kind of keep feeling full in a different way, like with food. But then, like, when I realized that, it was easy for me to think, like, okay, if I want to be able to keep eating pancakes, a good example, we used to go to IHOP all the time. Loved IHOP. I still love IHOP. If there was one close, I swear to God, we'd go every week. But the closest IHOP to me is like 40 minutes away. And if you know Corinne, she does not drive more than 2 minutes away from her house. So we would go to IHOP. And in the beginning, like one of the first changes that I made was I was like, okay, I'm going to still get my omelet. I'm going to get my pancakes, but mama's got to cut back somewhere. And I gave up the butter first on the pancakes. I was just like, you know what? These pancakes are probably fine with syrup. Maybe I don't need a big pat of fucking butter on top. Then I got to where I was like, all right, let me see if eating the pancakes without syrup is like just as good. And then I realized how sweet the IHOP pancakes were. I just didn't need the syrup. I was very willing because I wanted to be able to keep eating IHOP and I wanted to be able to go out to eat, but I knew that I couldn't keep going out to eat the way I always had. I was going to have to start making some changes. I had to level up in the places that I was emotionally ready for. Syrup. Well, Karen, go to IHOP, eat you a plain fucking pancake. And you tell me, is it a pancake or is it cake? That they call, I made it in a pan. Because I'm going to tell you right now, them IHOP pancakes are sweet as fucking shit. Like, so good. So, then I stopped eating the syrup because I wanted to keep my weight loss going. I wanted to keep eating pancakes. I wanted to keep going. And then after a while, I was like, all right, if we're going to keep going, and I'm going to keep losing weight, what's going to be the next change I'm willing to make when I go to IHOP? I started looking at the omelet. I switched to an egg white one. I was like, I'm not ready to give up cheese. I don't want to give up meat. All that kind of stuff. I was like, but I could probably do egg white and let's just see what happens. Then I did egg white omelets because I was getting plenty of fat and cheese and bacon and shit. So this is the thing. All I did the entire time was figure out first, how am I leveling up like the food that I'm eating in such small ways that I can still enjoy it? I feel like I'm still getting things. I don't feel like I'm being mean to myself or taking things away. I took things away that made sense. It was like, this makes sense to do this. Maybe I won't even miss this. Let's just try. I want you to notice that those thoughts won't feel restrictive when you're leveling up. Now, if you're saying, well, Corinne said we shouldn't eat syrup on our pancakes. And if she did it, that means I can't have it. That's what I have to do. You're going to feel restricted all day long. That's not you meeting yourself where you're at. Like, this is where, like, with level ups, we have to meet ourselves where we're at. Then eventually I got to where it flipped. I didn't need as much food anymore. So I didn't have to, like, I wasn't having to change a lot of things. I could, like, eventually get to where I could just go out with Logan. And if I wanted to have a cookie someplace, I could have a cookie. A cookie didn't send me into a spiral of thinking, oh, I fucked up. I shouldn't have had that. Now I'm going to eat the rest of the night. Also, I got to where I could have a cookie and I didn't feel deprived if I didn't feel full after it, where I could just eat a cookie. I started realizing, like, I think normal people sometimes eat a cookie when they're not hungry. They just enjoy one and move on with life. I think a lot of thin people do that. That's when I started realizing, like, oh my gosh, maybe I've had this all wrong. That thin people aren't some kind of, like, bastion of health. Thin people don't overblow, over-catastrophize, and overthink everything they put in their mouth. But they do, like, think a little bit about it. They think about, like, I don't know, do I want a cookie now or am I going out this weekend? And I'm going to be having desserts. I'll probably just save it for this weekend. Like, then people just have, like, little negotiations and they just have little conversations like that with themselves all the time. I know this because I'm now a thin person and that's what I've been doing for years now. I kind of realized, like, oh, it really is about all the conversations, really is about all that talk around the food. And when you get better at the talk, guess what? It's easier to level up. It's easier to know when you're doing it because you think you have to, or because you're just like, I just want to try. I just want to see what happens. Now, this month is all about leveling up. So if you go to on the Nobius website, you go to the monthly focus. We are spending the entire month on this. I'll be teaching classes every Wednesday. This class is going to be leveling up what you eat. This is why I started with some of the examples of what I did at IHOP and stuff. Next week, we're going to talk about what level ups are and what they aren't. Like, how do you know when you are kind of overdoing it, overthinking it? The next week on the 20th, we're going to go into, are your 1% level ups good enough? We're going to talk about, like, why we think it's not good enough. We're going to really dig into that. I started talking about it a little bit last month. We're going to continue to talk about it this month. And in the very last session, I'm going to give you the small changes that equal big ass results. We're going to talk about leveling up your habits. So we'll spend a lot of time talking about food examples, but I want to tell all of you this. You can level up all kinds of things. You don't have to just level up food. You can level up your thinking, which is what we'll talk about next month. I'm going to give you all the different ways to start leveling up your thinking. You can level up daily habits. You can level up, like, water. You can level up your sleep quality. You can level up like your self-care routines. Like, there's so many things you can level up. Like, one of the things I'm really working on right now is leveling up my supplementation. As you know, Corinne is, like, all the way, and I'm in perimenopause. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to be 50 fucking years old in July, and my periods, and I've had an ablation, so they're not heavy duty like they used to be. So for everybody who's wondering, did I ever get that ablation? I know Betsy was thrilled because she was my accountability partner on getting an ablation for, it feels like, since 2007. I finally got it done last year so she could check off her list to quit annoying me with it about it. But people always ask, did you ever do it? And I did it last year. So my periods are very light. I mean, it didn't wipe it all out, but it definitely took me down such a tolerable notch. I mean, I can get away with just wearing a tampon for 2 days now, whereas before I had period panties that Betsy bought me. I had pads, tampons, you name it. And I was changing them out on the hour. I would do a call like this. And by the end of the hour, I'd change my clothes and I'd have to sit on a towel because I'd just be a gusher. It's probably TMI for most of you, but we all know what that's about. So I tell you all this because one of the things I've been working on since I'm in perimenopause, my periods are still regular as a clock, is just supplementation. Just like, I'm taking collagen every day. It's good for your skin, good for your joints. You know, like as you get older, you could get thinning hair. Like, I'm taking collagen every day. I'm taking vitamins that I hired a hormone doctor, basically, to like run tests on me. And like, my cortisol levels are awful high and they don't come down. So I'm taking something for that. And I'm taking I wouldn't call it heavy, but well, it's four pills, but it's like a daily vitamin that has more to it that women at our stage of life are going to need and stuff. And I'm taking vitamin D. I'm taking a probiotic. What else she got me on? She got me on licorice root for the cortisol. Now, y'all don't go buy all this shit and go start taking all this stuff and be like, what are you taking? I need it right now. Like, you need to research it and stuff, because what I'm taking, she ran blood tests, she ran urine tests, and she ran spit tests on me to kind of figure out what would help me. So that she only gave me what would help me. And then she was like, honestly, there's a lot of things I thought I would need to give you, but I'm not giving you, because I don't want you taking things you don't need. I don't want you wasting your money. So I really like my doctor. If you go to my podcast, she was on my podcast earlier this year. You can listen to it. Dr. Anna Garrett, where we're talking about it, but that's my public podcast. So anyway, but I'm leveling up supplementation. And that for me means, like, the first level up for me was I bought one of those pill containers where it just tells you each day. Because what I noticed is, unless my pills are all pre-done for me, I'm lazy. I will not stand in the kitchen and like dose out all my shit. So a level up for me was get on Amazon, order a pill container, and one day a week, get them out and then keep them. I keep them on the side table where I work during the day. For me, that's a level up, because when it's sitting there, guess what? I'm going to take them. When they're hidden in a cabinet, I'm not. So if somebody decides to come to my house, I will put my pills in the cabinet. But if it's just me and the boys living here, I'm going to tell all of you, I am going to have my stuff that keeps me healthy laying out all over the house. I am not so beholden to a tidy house that I would hide and make it hard for me to form good, healthy habits. So like I said, I just want to remind y'all one more time. Don't just start taking shit because you hear somebody on the internet takes them. Like, consult with someone, because you might be taking other medications that shit don't work with. So, but that's what I'm doing. All right. So let's get into, I got to get my therapy putty going. Y'all know me. I have to have something in my hands. I am just like my son. My son has literally 4,000 fidgets. Like, he carries a fidget everywhere he goes. If you go into his car, he's got two or three fidgets there. We just have fidgets everywhere. And I'm the same. I used to click pins and take like pin caps off. It was so loud. So Chris bought me and Logan therapy putty. It's nice and quiet, but I can mess with it. All right. Let me get my screen up, my notes. So let's talk about leveling up what you eat. So what makes leveling up different from diet mentality is always going to be the thinking that we have behind it. And that's kind of what I was leading with when I started. So as you know, if you do the Taking Big Ass Action class, we have a whole course on how do you take big ass action. We just studied it a couple of months ago in the membership. If you weren't a member then, no worries. It's inside. All the replays are sitting right there. The live classes and the pre-recorded ones are there for you if you need to know how to do shit you don't want to do. One of the concepts that I teach in there are the three zones that we operate from. The first zone is always in the middle. So if you imagine three circles, like here's a circle, and then outside that circle is another circle. That's going to be your discomfort zone. And then outside the discomfort zone is called the scared shitless zone. So let's talk first about the comfort zone. Our comfort zone doesn't mean it's the zone where we're happy. It's the zone we're used to. So it's like allowing ourselves to think and feel and do the things that we just automatically do, that we always say, that allows us to be like, okay, that feels true. Okay, that just feels like who I am. The comfort zone sometimes has good things in it, and it's good to be in your comfort zone. So like the comfort zone for me, calls. Y'all, I could just stay on here 8 hours a day and just let people come in and out and answer questions. That's my comfort zone. I'm good at talking off the cuff. I love being on camera. This is easy for me. And it's because over the years, I've just gotten better and better at it. But sometimes our comfort zone is not so great. So like for me, here's a good way that I stay in the comfort zone that's not helpful. I work out. I don't stretch after. For the rest of the day, I'm achy. The next day, I'm getting tighter and tighter. It's harder for me to get up and stuff because I really need to be stretching at my age. But guess what happens? The second the workout's done, my brain starts saying things like, you're so busy today. You don't have time. Like, it doesn't matter. It's going to take forever for you to get flexible. You're too old to get flexible. Like my brain has 1,001 little excuses that it comes up with. And it would be really uncomfortable for me to do what? To stretch while thinking about all the things that are waiting for me to get done in my job. It would be really hard for me to sit there and do it when I think it's a waste of time. It's going to be forever before I see results. So I ride in my comfort zone by just walking out the door and then itching or scratching that itch to get productive. So I'm going into my comfort zone while getting to the places my mama would call it. Every time I get up in the morning, I'm all stoved up. So our comfort zone, usually there's no weight loss happening in it. Very rarely is weight loss happening in the comfort zone in the beginning. Weight loss happens typically in our discomfort zone until the good habits that you want, when they become the habits and the way you live, like for me, making a daily plan is now in my comfort zone because I have done it so many times that I appreciate it, that I know the good that it does for me. When I first started doing it, it was very uncomfortable because it felt like it wouldn't matter. Everything I put on there didn't feel like it was good enough. It should look different. I probably won't follow it anyway. Sometimes I wasn't following it. So it was very uncomfortable to keep making a plan. But which one gets weight loss more? Staying in the comfort zone and not doing the plan because your brain is throwing up excuses, or being uncomfortable making a plan every day while your brain is throwing up excuses, feeling like it's not going to be good enough, worrying it won't work. That's uncomfortable. That's the discomfort zone. And when we're in the discomfort zone, we have options. Options mean that if I'm worried it won't work, well, as long as I'm making a plan, then I have the option of it working or not. When I don't make the plan, when I don't level up, guess what? I don't have the option of it working. I've now removed a possibility from my life so that I can be comfortable in my worry and fear. So here's how you know sometimes if you're operating in your comfort zone when it comes to leveling up. You do nothing for fear of screwing it up. You are like saying it won't be enough, so you don't do it. You imagine it's going to be way harder or worse than it will be, so you don't try to see what's going to happen. You go back to what worked in the past. It doesn't, but it feels safe because you know the outcome. You might have some weight loss, or you tell yourself this time will be different. So a lot of times our comfort zone is like going back to restriction, going back to taking foods away from ourselves, going back to over-exercising, going back to saying these are the things I can't have, trying keto for the 1,000th time, even though the last 1,000 times you flamed out because that's not how you want to live. So we want to be looking for this stuff. The scared shitless zone is different. That's outside the discomfort zone. Scared shitless is where you're doing things because you think you should or you have to. This is where diet mentality tends to live. So when we're scared shitless, it often looks like we're overtrying. So we're not leveling up to get into our discomfort zone. We're actually overtrying. And it will, you will know it in your body. When you are leveling up, there may be some fear. There may be some doubt. You might think it won't be good enough. You might be worried it'll be hard. But there's also a part of you that feels willing. It's like, well, let me just try. Let's see what happens. I don't want to keep doing just what I'm doing now. There's like a, almost like a, it's not complete calm, but it's kind of steady. It doesn't feel real low. It doesn't feel real high. Lakita, a cat's shredding a couch. Then we have in the scared shitless zone, the overtrying. Well, I have to do all these things. And so you get to where you're trying to do too much from fear. There's an anxiety behind it. It doesn't even usually feel very willing. It feels like I have to do it. There's also commanding talk in the scared shitless zone. It's like, you should be doing this. You have to do this. If you don't, blah, 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 blah. It's like you're yelling at yourself. And then we get scared shitless. And what typically happens is we can do the scared shitless zone for a little bit. And sometimes we even win some in there. So once you think about it, if you do like a 180 and you suddenly change a lot of stuff, like you may be going ham on yourself every day to get it done, but you might have some wins. It's fine. But eventually you run out of steam. You can't keep up with the commanding talk. You get exhausted from the overtrying because you're not fixing how you feel. You're trying to run. You're trying to like diet and lose weight from fear and anxiety instead of doubt and willingness. Fear and anxiety feel very different than doubt and willingness. So the discomfort zone, this is where the level ups happen. Like I was talking to Yasmin, who helped me co-write this little class. I said, you know, the discomfort zone reminds me of, it's like, everybody imagine it's a real hot day. We're all in Nashville. And let's say I had a mega day club. It was the No BS Women Mega Day Club. And we're going swimming, bitches. Well, we're going to hang out in the pool, bitches. We're probably not swimming. Let's be real truthful. We're going to sit around and we're going to talk and we're going to coach. It's 90 degrees, humid as fuck. And there's the pool. And the pool is like 80 degrees. Sounds lovely. Until you step in. Like the discomfort zone is like walking into a pool on a hot day. It's cold at first. You're like, woo! And you're just kind of going in a little bit at a time until you're ready to submerge and get it over with. That's what the discomfort zone is like. It's like, you know, it's going to be fine. It's not going to be near as bad as you think. You're going to get used to it. But right now, you're not. I'm not used to it. It doesn't feel fine. But I can logically see that doing these little things are going to help me. Because this is the thing. Most of us are not just going to go cannonball into the pool. You can, but if you're anything like me, you got hair to worry about. You got to get in there slow and low. So the discomfort zone is where you do things that you think aren't good enough, even though intellectually, that's a lie. The only thing not good enough is not trying. You don't know if it's going to be good enough unless you do it. You try things and think about how it might work in addition to how it might not work. You break the habit of thinking something harder or restrictive will be easier than something easy. That's when we're getting into our discomfort zone. It's like, what? How do I make this even simpler for myself? What is the easiest next step? What is the small thing I can change here so that over time, I can just get better and better and better? The discomfort zone is where we're taking that commanding talk and we're going to say things in a nicer way, even if it feels strange and fake as fuck right now. That's the discomfort zone. So if you want to lose weight, you need your discomfort zone. You've got to expand your ability to get into it. Now, for a lot of us, like my discomfort zone is really wide now. It's easy for me to do things that are hard because I have shown myself 1,000 times over that doing hard things is not that big a deal. The worst part usually is getting started. And then once I start something, finishing it's not that bad. But all of that dread, all of that doubt, and all of that fear, that part, at some point we just have to say, I'm going to do it anyway, even though I'm feeling these things. Knowing that on the other side is potential, hope, success, things starting to work, learnings, what works and what doesn't. That's what's on the other side of those initial fears, doubts, and dread. So you need that discomfort zone. So to separate diet mentality and level ups out, you just have to check in with how you feel. So if you're worried like, well, I want to eat a salad every day this week for lunch. I've always thought like eating salads is probably something that I should do. It's an easy way for me to get my vegetables, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. Is that diet mentality or is that a level up? We don't know until we check in with your body. For some of you, switching to a salad every day at lunch on day one feels like ass. It's like, well, that's really what I should be doing. Like, that's what I'm going to have to do. There's no way I could eat the foods I want to eat and lose weight. I'm the unicorn. I'm the one that Corinne doesn't know about. I'm sitting around like a four-leaf clover in a land of three-leaf clovers. For you, no, you're not fucking ready. For you, it's like, okay, what if we had salad twice a week? And we ordered it from Panera. We even had some, like my level up is to order a salad that somebody else makes that I don't make just to see if I would enjoy it. For other people, their lifelong dream has been to eat a salad every day for lunch. They're so motivated and ready to try. They're just like, this is really what I want to do. Like I've always heard they're really good for you. I want to see if I ate a salad every day, would I feel better after a month? That seems like if I eat a salad every day, I wouldn't have to eat another vegetable the rest of the day. I could knock all my veggies out in one fell swoop. That person is not having diet mentality. You know what that person is doing? Making a logical choice for themselves. So when we think about your discomfort zone, we want to be asking ourselves when it comes to the level ups, if I'm feeling open to it, then it's probably a good idea. It doesn't, just because you're open to it, doesn't mean it's going to work. But if you're open to it, it's just try it. And the way we do that is I always just check in with my body. When I'm wanting to do something, I just kind of take a couple of deep breaths and I just pay attention to my actual physical presence. If I notice something in me is tightening up or my shoulders do this, or I kind of slump my head, I have like a lot of little signals that means like, ooh, something in me is saying, I don't really want to be doing that. Then I take it down a notch and I check in again until I do like, well, can I just do this? How can I simplify it even more? Until I get to a point where I'm just like, I'm ready to go. If I am open to it, what I notice is like, I'll sit and my body might not change at all. It's like, feels pretty neutral about it. Okay. So that means there's no resistance to it. And sometimes like I'll come up with something that I want to do and I'll feel like a relaxation come over. So for example, this is not food related, but I have a big project coming up. If you don't know, I have the No BS Weight Loss membership. I also have a business membership that I run. And in May, we're having body image camp. So if you're not signed up, you need to chop, chop. fucking get on it. We need to get signed up for Body Image Camp. If you ever want to love your body, you better come to this camp. And I also, right after that, have a 2-day marketing business boot camp. I've already written everything for the Body Image Camp. I did that earlier this year when I was just like, oh, so in love with writing the material. Man, I had no problems. It was just like the information was literally flowing from my fingertips. I am live teaching all of it. I could imagine myself standing on stage teaching. And I've got a couple of really big surprises for this camp. I've got one huge surprise that I will not tell a soul except for the event person what's happening, because I want everybody to be shocked. So it's easy. This business boot camp, I've been trying to get motivated to write this since January. It feels like it's going to be hard. It feels so much worse than body image, because it's concepts that I have taught weight loss for so long. Whenever I want to teach something, it just flows. Business, I've only been doing this, teaching it for 2 years. A lot of the concepts are brand new. I'm still figuring out like my voice, my methods, all the things. So when I write that content, it feels very, very scary. So like today, I was like, it's time to write. Like I'm at the deadline. I have to write it, right? I've been kicking the can down the road. There's no more kicking the can down the road. So I was sitting there and I was thinking about, okay, what is like the easiest possible thing to do to get started so that I can go from worrying about creating the content to starting the content? And I was like, today you can just simply take the first lesson and just write down your ideas about it. You don't have to write the scripts. You don't have to do you don't have to think about all of it. But what if you just got some ideas out on paper? And that's all I want you to do today. I don't want you doing anything else. I swear I could feel my shoulders drop. Thinking I had to start this big project that's going to take me over a week to do was freaking my nervous system out. So I was going into my comfort zone every day and working on things I'm really comfortable working on. This thing is going to require getting into my discomfort zone. And I can't, like, thinking about all of it was scaring me shitless. And I was just reverting back to not working on it and prioritizing other things above it. So you check in with your body and you see what happens. That's how we know if this is a level up versus a diet mentality. And there's no black and white here. I can't tell you this would be a level up, this would not be. It is dependent upon you and where you're at right now. But here's the deal for all of you, and I really want you to take this to heart when I say it. There is zero shame. And I mean, like, I really want y'all to take heart. I would have given any fucking thing in the world if I'd have lost my 100 pounds, honestly, 2 to 3 years ago, instead of back in 2007 when I started this business. 3 years ago, I could have filmed everything I was doing. I could have shown you in real time how tiny the changes were, how many times I was scared to death I wasn't going to lose weight. All the little things that I swore to God were never going to add up, never going to be good enough. I did never lose 100 pounds. I needed to just lose what I could and be happy with that. Like, I can't tell you how many times I told myself, you just need to prepare yourself. This is not going to work. But if you could just get a little weight off, that would be better than this. But we didn't have that stuff back then. Like, I do not want anyone sitting there thinking that because you're making small changes each day, every few days, each week, that somehow that's not going to get you there. What's not going to get you there is not making those changes. What's not going to get you there is staying exactly how you are right now, shaming yourself because you can't do more, or that you're not doing more, or that you're not capable of doing more. It does not matter. And then, like somebody said, like small changes in patience. We do need patience, but I'm going to tell all of you, if you start making small changes and getting wins, you don't need to manufacture patience anymore. You only need patience when you're not trying. You also, if you do it the way I tell you, which is to talk nicer to yourself, don't be so commanding, don't be so hard on yourself. Like every time you notice it, if you cut yourself some slack, you take a deep breath, you just tell yourself, this might not be as big a deal as I'm making it. What if I just do this? Every single time you do that, you feel a little bit better. You don't need as much patience. You know when we need patience the most? When we're sitting there and judging all the time. When we're saying, this isn't good enough. You should be doing more. This will take forever. You're too slow. You should be like everybody else. Then you need patience for the process. Because the way you're talking about it is giving you anxiety. It's harsh. So then you've got to have patience. But I'm going to tell all of you, you don't have to have near as much patience for it when you're not creating so much anxiety around what you're capable of doing right now. And I think that when I look back, that's probably one thing that I think about, like patience was important. Like I had to be patient when the scale wasn't moving some weeks. I had to remind myself that is going to happen on any way that I try to lose weight. This is not because it's slow. This is not because something's wrong with me. This is not because I'm making small changes. If the scale doesn't move a couple of weeks, it's got to have a good reason. It is either because every week the scale's not supposed to go down. This could just be one of those weeks. It could be hormones. That might be why. It also could mean I need to look back on the last 2 to 3 weeks and look at my habits and behaviors. Is it time to level up? If I've been on a steady streak of losing and nothing's really changed, and then suddenly it's just not moving anymore. 2, 3, 4 weeks go by and nothing changes, and I'm not overeating. I'm not like doing asshole stuff. But when I look back, I'm like, oh, it's just time to level up. It's time to figure out, like, are there foods I can switch in and out? Do I need to re-examine hunger and enough? Like, that's what we want to be doing. All right. So here are some level up food quality examples for y'all. Adding a vegetable once a week is a level up. For some of you, you don't eat vegetables at all. Just, I used to talk about it like this. If you have one vegetable you remotely like, then eat that thing every day just to get a vegetable in. Just to teach yourself how to put vegetables back into your body. Then maybe every week or two, pick one vegetable to try. Now don't like go and buy a red pepper and try to eat it plain. If you hate vegetables, try, like I did this back in the day. I would buy things like, I would make chili and I would buy canned pumpkin and I would put pumpkin in the chili because I couldn't really taste it. You just can't. But then I was getting something really good for me. Like, look at things that you already make. Are there things that where you can finally chop up just like a vegetable and sneak it in? It's just like what we do with kids. Can you sneak some stuff in to some things so that like I'm getting more nutrients, so that you have this idea in your head, I'm adding nutrients, I'm adding to my quality of life. Healthifying some recipes so you can work in more nutrition without sacrificing tons of taste and satisfaction. One of the ways that I used to healthify spaghetti We love, my son still loves the pasta, and he even does this now, is we'll make pasta and I will tell JJ, will you put like sauteed peppers and mushrooms and onions with the sauce and add black beans and a little bit of ground turkey to the sauce so that it's real chunky. And then we eat a little bit less of the pasta. That way, we're getting more of the vegetables and the meats and the fiber, but we're still getting pasta like we like. I used to also take half pasta and half steamed broccoli or cauliflower, and I would chop up the steamed cauliflower and broccoli, not to where it was like tiny bits, but just, like little bitty bits. And I would make that and then put all of my meat sauce over the top of it. And I ate that forever and loved every minute of it. If like one of my ways that I healthify something is I love those Lean Cuisine macaroni and cheese dinners, the Vermont white cheddar ones. Don't ask me why, but I love those things. Like it tastes delicious to me. I make one of those, and you could make, I don't care if you want to make Kraft macaroni and cheese. You can make like a bowl of Kraft if you want to. You can make it homemade if you're so inclined. Corinne is not a cook. Corinne is a microwaver. I'm not a cook. And then I buy that, I think it's called Good Culture. I buy their cottage cheese and I buy them in the individuals. And then I dump the cottage cheese in it and I stir it up so that macaroni and cheese has a big dose of protein on top. Because at my age, once you start getting over 40, you really want to add protein to things. We're just going to lose muscle mass like it's no tomorrow. We're going to lose muscle mass like Chris loses hair. I mean, it's going to be gone. So we want to make sure that we're doing what we can to keep as much muscle as we can. The more muscle that you keep, guess what? You don't break bones when you trip and fall when you get older. Like, I want to be that woman that at 80 can still stumble over something and not break a hip. I want to be that person. Like, at worst, I get a bruise. And for all of you, your muscle is like bubble wrap to your bones. The more muscle you have, the more your bones are bubble wrapped. The less muscle you have, the less bubble wrap you have for your bones. And as you get older, your bones go from, being nice and sturdy like wood to being as fragile as a China doll. So when I talk about like lifting weights and protein, it is not because it is diet mentality. I talk about it because this bitch plans to live a fucking long time, and I want a great quality of life. I have a grandmother. See, I'm going to be 50, so she's 82. My grandmother in Alabama fell several times. She cannot leave her house anymore. She is on a walker in her house. She's very lonely, and she can't go out anymore. And she used to love to work. She worked until she was 78 years old. And in the last 4 years, she's had to quit working. And Betty Lou probably gonna live another 10 to 20 years. Outside of mobility, she ain't got nothing wrong with her. Her dad lived to almost 100. Her mother lived to 90 something and died of Alzheimer's. Longevity runs in her family. But I look at her and I'm just like, I want a good quality of life for as long as I can. And that starts. Like it starts at any time. And especially if you're in your 70s. I know I have so many of you who are in your 70s. Your muscles are the one thing on your body that can keep growing at any time in your life. If you want to add muscle, you can. So for me, I would like healthify things. Try to see what you can do with your food to level it up, to make it a little more nutritious, to make it a little bit better for you. I recently just bought the Ninja Creami because Corinne likes her ice cream. And I'm also too fucking cheap to buy a lot of shit out there now. So I bought a Ninja Creami, and I'll give y'all some recipes as we keep playing with it. Me and Aunt JJ are playing with this thing. But I made some delicious protein ice cream the other day. I mean, this shit tastes like real ice cream. It's creamy like fucking real ice cream. I was like, Ninja, you done did it again. Like that, when the magic bullet and the Ninja came out, they just changed them and George Foreman changed everybody's lives back in the day. But when I get some tried and true recipes, I'll give it to you. But it's like, all right, now I'm making myself some little bitty ice cream things so that at night, if I get a sweet tooth or whatever, I'm gonna have one of those. Probably not every night, but maybe every now and then when I'm like, you know what, tonight, like I might not be that hungry. Maybe I'm a little hungry, maybe I'm not. But I feel okay with this being a part of my lifestyle. Especially in maintenance. If I was trying to lose weight, I would just plan for it. I would plan to have it a few days a week because I would really want that to be part of my lifestyle. And you know what I would do at dinner? Eat a little less. So, you know what? I'm going to have ice cream. So I want to have a little room for my ice cream. Then I'm going to do this. That's little level ups. There's so many ways to do it. And it doesn't come from this mindset of I can't have this or I can't have that and blah, 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 blah. It comes from the mindset of I am thinking through the life I want to have for myself. And I'm going to tell all of you, there's only one person in the fucking world who has to like it. It's you. You're the one that's going to do it. You're the one living in your body. You're the one creating your life. It does not have to be so black and white according to what every diet has told you, including mine. That's why I try to teach y'all all these different ways to finesse things, to do things, but always checking in with this is who I want to be. And if at any time, if there's anything you're doing and you're like, I think this thing I'm doing is getting in the way of my weight loss. For some reason, I don't want to let it go so I can lose more weight. That is something to take to ask coaches so we can figure out, like, why do you not want to let it go? And if you really, really, really don't want to let it go, let us help you find other things you might be willing to change to keep that so that you can get your weight to get off of that staller plateau. All right. When you go to this month in OBS on the website, and you look at the level ups course for the month, you're going to see I'm going to have other classes we're going to add. We're live teaching this all month long. There is a guide in there. We put so many examples of level ups in there. You won't even believe it when you see it. And we tried to make this month very action oriented, where you're not doing tons of journaling or having to do a lot of work. It's really just about thinking and trying some things, thinking and trying some things. And to make it easy on you, we wanted to give you lots and lots of ideas that you could be trying all month long. So use the ultimate guide to leveling up to add to the list of food level ups and decide which ones you're ready for and which ones you're not. And then the last thing I'll say before we go is I would love, love, love. Val Stanford or Sanford said, it's great. I've already printed it. Like somebody else said, it's a great guide. So a lot of people have already checked it out and love it. So you make sure you look at it. The only other thing I would ask for y'all to do is if you learned something valuable here today, please take it to the Facebook group and share what you learned so that we can get more and more of our Nobius women listening to these replays. Even if you give them a, like, here's what I learned and here's what I'm going to do. You never know when somebody won't listen to the replay, but they'll read your comment or your post and they'll be motivated to try it today. And it could be that little thing that one person reads today that says, maybe I can do this. Maybe losing weight won't be as hard as I think. And then this month, one thing that me and the coaches are going to try to do, we're going to try to be in the Facebook group and showing you a little bit of behind the scenes of things we do to level up, give you kind of a sneak peek of a couple of our ideas and stuff. So be on the lookout for that in the Facebook group. Otherwise, Y'all have a great rest of your week. I will see you on Sunday for coaching. So please bring, like, if you have level up issues, good enough issues and stuff, that is a great call to come and raise your hand to get coached on. Other than that, I just want to say go Vols. We play South Carolina tonight. I've already talked to Coach MJ since she's a South Carolina fan. Yesterday, we both talked about how South Carolina and Tennessee, they love nothing more than at the end of a really great season to somehow dash our hopes, dreams, and goals. I'm just really hoping that Tennessee won't do that to me tonight. I'd like to go to bed, like, feeling good. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.